Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, August 7th. Today on Forbes, Backup Plan. How Generac Thrives Amid Grid Blackouts and Natural Disasters. In 2008, things were looking grim for Generac. The 49-year-old firm, which makes natural gas-powered backup generators, had been acquired a couple of years earlier by CCMP Capital, a New York City private equity shop. To buy out the 81-year-old founder's 70% stake, CCMP had loaded up the Milwaukee-based firm, which had just $700 million in sales, with $1.4 billion in debt. The timing was terrible. In 2006 and 2007, only one hurricane, a big driver of generator sales, made landfall on the U.S. mainland. Then the housing crash and Great Recession scored direct hits, cutting Generac's earnings by a third before debt service and merger-related charges. CCMP was forced to pony up more cash to prevent a technical debt default and tapped Aaron Jagerfeld, a 33-year-old accountant who had risen internally to CFO, to take over as CEO. The young bean counter had a surprising solution. Get more aggressive. After buying in some debt at 50 cents on the dollar, he took the company public in 2010 and began a string of acquisitions, 25 since 2011. First, he bought into peripheral businesses such as cell phone transmission and outdoor light towers. Then he made additional acquisitions to realize a vision of the home as an energy-efficient virtual power plant, capable of not only keeping the lights, heat, and refrigerator running when the power grid goes down, but also of selling juice back to utilities as part of a microgrid. Demand for Generac's $20,000 generators has surged, helped along by extreme weather events, the deterioration of the nation's power grids, and the pandemic, which Jagerfeld says has turned homes into sanctuaries. Between competitors' troubles, such as arch-rival Briggs & Stratton going bankrupt in 2020, and its own efforts, Generac now has an 80% market share in home backup generators and a six-month order backlog. But with new housing starts falling and inflation-battered consumers growing wary of spending five figures for a machine they'll turn on only a couple times a year, Jagerfeld expects the order backlog to shrink. That's why he's got a backup plan. Rather than selling a product people hope they never use and buy only after a natural disaster or a grid failure, Jagerfeld wants to start marketing an energy independence package, pairing gas, solar, and batteries, all optimized with machine learning software that manages your heating and cooling with an eye toward making you money. He says, quote, AI will help you export power. Your power is going to be delivered and consumed in ways you can't imagine today. For full coverage, check out Christopher Hellman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.